So since you've been gone, as the song says, the Mets still haven't won a game.
Oh, man.
And I thought in a lot of ways last night, if you were in the building and I was fortunate enough to be there with my 9-year-old son in 45-degree weather, and I'm going to try to remain as calm as I can. Last night was like beyond pathetic. Mm. You get this magical Francisco Lindor home run that electrifies the 900 people that are there.
You get, it was more than that.
They announced 32,000, but okay, sure. Whatever you say. You get perfection from Nolan McLean for 5 innings. Mm. And yet, despite that, they find a way to lose. They are true losers in every meaning of the word loser. And all you could do now, Teague, I think, is chuckle at the patheticness that now is engulfing all of us, the 2026 New York Mets.
It's funny for a troll standpoint. Mm-hmm. Last night in our chat, all I could do was send trolls of Sean. That was supposed to be you, Sean, the blue troll that was like shuffling around. Because all you can do now is troll and laugh at what David Stearns supposedly was trying to do. But what David Stearns actually did, Evan, is put together a disparate group of players who don't really know each other well, who don't work together well. Again, this is baseball, so it doesn't matter. It's a team, individual sport, as we all know. But it feels like there's no glue holding this team together. There's nothing that says, I'm going to get this hit or make this play for you. We're doing this together. It feels like a bunch of individuals led by a man who doesn't have a plan. And I'm not talking about even David Stearns. You've been at midnight for a minute now because I heard you. But this is really on Mindy. Their manager goes into every game, I think, guessing about what's going to be the catalyst to put this team over. Now, part of that is probably because what other answers can he have?
Right, right.
He can't just say, all right, well, Bo Bichette's going to get this done for me, or Lindor is going to get this done for me, or Francisco Alvarez is going to get this done for me. It just feels like he's out of options. And so the only thing he can do is, all right, let's see if this works. I'm going to pinch hit Luis Torrens in the sixth inning. That'll be fantastic. You know what, Beatty? You've been struggling a little bit. I'm going to put you down as well. And by the way, it's fantastic in the thought process. But when it comes back around and you now trail by 2 runs in the 9th inning, you got feckless at-bats.
Feckless
at-bats.
Gutless at-bats.
It feels like there's not a plan and there is no glue holding this team together. And so it just very easily falls apart each and every night.
Look, we could say this every day, and I feel bad saying it because Carlos Mendoza is a fine human being. They got to fire him. And I think we all know that. And if that doesn't mean this is all his fault.
The man from Milwaukee.
He deserves most of the blame.
Of course.
He's the guy that built the roster. But you're right. There are no answers. And I look at Carlos after these games, and I genuinely feel bad for him.
I do, too.
And now, he is making bad decisions. I will give you a specific bad decision that I still can't understand. And Yankee fans, I want to invite you into the conversation because the Yankees are playing good baseball. They're on a winning streak. They beat the Red Sox last night. And you have every right to pump your chest and want to be talked about. And we'll try to mix in some Yankee talk. But you can be involved in this because if you want to laugh at Devin Williams, you have every right to.
Yep.
You have, because I know as a Met fan, if a guy came to my team and failed and then went elsewhere, I would enjoy their failures elsewhere. So you are a normal functioning human being as a Yankee fan to say, hey, I'm going to enjoy the fact that Devin Williams imploded all over the mound.
Right.
And he did. And Devin Williams was a deer in the headlights last night. When he walks the first batter he faces, Josh Bell on 4 pitches. You know he's screwed. When he walks the next batter in a little bit more of a battle, Ryan Jeffers, you know he's screwed. And you know he's really screwed when Mark Vientos, his first baseman, dumbly decides to throw to third base on a play he's got no shot at.
Right.
And the bases are loaded. He's done. And if Carlos Mendoza has any pulse for this player or this team, you get him out right then and there. But instead, he allows him to give up a very cheap but still RBI single to Luke Kuechel. And then allows him to issue a bases loaded walk. He should have been out of that game 2 batters earlier because if you have any feel for the player,
right,
you knew he was done.
But it's almost like he doesn't have a feel yet for Devin Williams. That's my point. And so it almost, you feel bad for him because you know he's trying. Hey, we paid this guy. He's our closer. He's replacing Edwin Diaz. It's his job to get this done. And we know this as Yankee fans, that he didn't do that job very well last year. In fact, it was about this time where you started to say, he can't be the closer.
Okay, can I do that real quick?
Yes.
He cannot be the closer.
Yes.
So if you're waiting.
But you just saw it. That's my point. We just saw it.
Yeah. Three performances in a row now we saw it.
Yes.
The first one
last year, Evan.
You're right. You're right. And I try to ignore last year because it's a new season.
Yeah.
It's a new beginning.
It's still New York baseball.
No, you're right.
And James Shetty.
As I sat there and I watched him walk the first batter on four pitches, that's where I will admit, guys, I thought about last year. And I said, oh, he's cooked.
Yeah.
Especially with a hostile crowd. Because let me give the Met fan a lot of credit. They did not go into that building trying to boo your asses. For any Met who's listening right now, they didn't want to.
No.
When you took the field, there weren't boos. There was a lot of apathy. I took a video of it and put it on social media.
Yeah, there were invisible claps with the seats that didn't have asses in them.
That's right. But no one was trying to boo you. Nolan McClain comes out, strikes out the first two batters. There's like a little bit of hope. Lindor hits that home run. The place is going nuts. What caused the boos were you. What caused the boos were the lifeless, feckless, disgusting at-bats after Lindor's home run. Because it was bad. And you knew when they couldn't pile on, especially in the fourth inning, and then they had no hits after that.
Right.
You knew they were going to find a way to lose this game. But that's when the crowd started turning angry. And by the time Devin Williams comes in the ninth inning of a tie game that they blew, they were on edge. And when he works the first batter on four pitches, I am not kidding you, I got the bullpen ramped up. I know you got to at least let him face two more batters, but I would have taken him out. And I think that's an example of Mendy not having the pulse of the team. But to your point, their number one issue, and this is why the Mets suck. Let's just be perfectly honest. You can give me all you want about how they could turn it around and there's a lot of time. No, they're just not good.
Right.
Like, look in the mirror. They're not a good baseball team.
Right. They don't have a lot of good options. Especially when you get into a point of a game, like in the bottom of the ninth, and you need a hit. Who are you calling on?
Well, that's the problem. Their lineup isn't any good.
Right.
Like, what we have to admit, and it sucks that we're doing this on April 22nd, because usually it's Memorial Day or it's July 4th, where you say, okay, here's what this team is. I think we could say it now. They have a horrendous lineup. And Juan Soto coming back today, fantastic. Mm. It's not going to fix the fact that Brett Beatty isn't any good. It's not going to fix the fact that Carson Benj has barely had hits in his rookie season.
He's a rookie.
But he's a rookie.
You accept it in some regards.
It's not going to fix the fact that Marcus Semien looks washed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is just... And it sucks saying this, man. I hate saying this as a season ticket holder, as a diehard fan, as someone that wants to have hope. And certainly, I admit, as somebody that roots for two other teams whose seasons end before they even start, I don't want to tell you they're dead on April 22nd, but you know they are. You just know, because they're not good. And like, yes, there's time in theory. Yes, there's time to go on a run. But are they good? Ask yourself that. Are they good? They're not good.
There's only one thing that'll save you, and it's not guaranteed. And that's a youth movement. Like, I'm being honest with you.
Yeah.
You think about some of the moves that Carlos Mendoza made. And again, we brought up the sixth inning. He pinch hits for Melendez, who's been really the only hot guy over the last week or so for Torrens. And then you have Tyrone Taylor come in for Beatty. Four at bats. Four strikeouts, including in the bottom of the ninth inning.
That worked out well.
When you need a hit.
Yeah.
And so those guys aren't getting it done. They're not ever going to get it done.
So you
for
want you. To start DFAing guys, just call up prospects like Ryan Clifford, who had a good day yesterday, call him up.
If this thing gets to, or Mauricio, who's been mashing in AAA.
He has.
If you're going to lose, and it's probably got to go like four or five more losses like this. I'm being honest.
How many more
like it's got to get to the point where it's desperate and it's just like, dude, these players can't do it. It's time to call the kids.
Yeah.
That's probably like four or five more losses from now. Maybe not in a row, but in a bunch. That's when you start saying, this doesn't work. David Stearns, I commend you for all your past successes.
Commend you.
This doesn't work.
I'll tell you one thing I'm not doing. I'm not commending him for anything.
The man from Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee, he had success.
And
that's what I'm talking about.
Well,
I'm talking about in New York, this doesn't work.
Will you follow the rule that I think we have to go back to,
which is
that we're not calling him by his name anymore?
What are we calling him?
We are now calling him
the man from Milwaukee.
The man from Milwaukee.
He has been downgraded.
I thought you called him Mr. Smiles.
Well, that was, yeah, that was kind of Joe a little bit.
Oh, got it.
And he's right. Like, right. He smiles all the time. I think we got to go back to basics.
The man from Milwaukee.
He's just the man from Milwaukee, who right now, yes, has ruined this franchise. Mm. That's where we're at right now. Would you agree, though, because I came to this conclusion on Sunday, and here we are a few days later, and the Mets have now lost 12 in a row. Would you agree that the clock has struck midnight on Carlos Mendoza?
It hit midnight. Okay. It definitely did.
Yeah, it's over. I mean, and it sucks that it's happened, but he has no answers.
And it's not his fault. Sometimes when you are, as a manager or a coach, you don't have answers, it's not your fault because you can only do so much with what's given to you.
It is true, but you know what? It's never fully the manager's fault.
Yeah.
But you have to try something. And yesterday felt like maybe this is the day, and we're all trying stuff. Like, I tried to sit for a segment. Craig put Hawk to a girl on yesterday. Grimace.
Oh, to try to get a win.
To try to get a win.
I saw.
Yeah. Grimace was sitting at the ballpark. Like,
speaking of washed.
We're all trying. Grimace?
No.
We're all trying everything. Mendy even let off Marcus Semien yesterday. We're all trying everything, and you could change the city. You could change the lineup. You could put Hawk Tua girl on. You could have Grimace dress up.
You have construction costumes now.
You could dress up in Halloween costumes.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens when Lindor hit the home run. Yeah.
Yeah, the hard hat, the vest.
Can anybody imagine Juan Soto putting that stuff on?
No.
Probably not. The reality is, and we have to face it, they're not good. And I've heard a stat. I heard Gio mention it this morning, and I want to amend the stat because I understand why it's being repeated a lot. I understand why some find it interesting. I'm going to further this. So Gio mentioned that 124 teams have had 12-game losing streaks. Actually, the number is 138 teams have had 12-game losing streaks in the history of baseball.
It's baseball. It happens.
Right. So on average, you basically have a 12-game losing streak, let's say, once every other year, basically. Yes. 138 since 1903, so I guess it's almost once a year. A little bit less than once a year. A little bit more than once a year, actually, based on that. Where a team has a 12-game winning streak or 12-game losing streak. And Gio made the point, I've heard this, that no team has endured a 12-game losing streak and has then made the playoffs. I find that stat to be irrelevant because we live in a new age where it doesn't take much to make the postseason.
Facts.
So I want to further the stat with something that is very sobering. Let's look at those same 138 instances of a 12-game losing streak. 138. How many times did any of those teams simply finish above 500? And that is not making the playoffs. It is a very simple thing. Just finish above 500. It's happened 138 times. You would think it's happened a bunch of times where you could at least overcome it and win 82 games. And the answer is, of those 138 instances, only four times in the history of baseball has a team recovered enough to finish above 500. That's the sobering stat.
Wow.
Because the playoffs, to quote Jim Mora, playoffs?
Y'all talking about playoffs?
We're just talking about competence. Mm. And so what history tells you, and yes, Mets can rewrite history. It's the beauty of sports. And I'm hopeful that they will, even if I don't believe it. Those two things can be separated.
Right.
I think they suck. Doesn't mean I'm giving up. I'm going to watch every game. I'm going to score every game. I'm a lunatic. I hope I'm wrong. But here's what history tells you. When you lose 12 in a row, forget the playoffs, you never recover to even be good. So that's the sobering stat that people need to pay attention
to. $340 million.
You throw that in there, sure. That's just like salt on the wounds. Because at the end of the day, I don't care how much money Steve Cohen pays for his players. I care how much I pay for tickets. I don't care how much he pays for the players. But only four times in the history of the sport has a team had a losing streak like this and even finish above 500. That has nothing to do with the playoffs, nothing to do with an expanded playoff format. That's simply, can you recover to be competent? And I'll go around the room and I'll ask you this question. I'd love to get everybody on the record on this. Are they ever going to see 500 again? Will they finish above 500, Tiki Barber?
What are they, 7-16?
They are now 9 games under 500. And again, in the history of baseball, this has now happened 139 times of a 12-game losing streak or more. Only four teams have ever finished above 500. Are the Mets going to be the fifth?
I'm going to finish above 500.
Finish above
500.
Nah, let's just go with finish.
Finish, I'm going to say no.
Yeah. What about you, Sean?
Not enough good players. Yeah. No.
I hate they could see 500 again. I don't think they finish above 500.
I hate to tell you that. I agree with you.
No biggie.
No, no. Oh,
this is a biggie.
No biggie.
No, this is a biggie. This is bad. It's the worst we've ever seen. And that's your New York Mets. But here's the good news, because I do present to you good news. Today is NFL Draft Eve. And so there is a chance to hope, and we will get into the Giants and the Jets. And I cannot wait. I cannot wait. And we're going to set our clock for 11 a.m. Tiki Barber's response to the New York Giants trading Dexter Lawrence for the 10th overall pick.
Not where I thought you were going.
Okay.
The last time the Mets had a 12-game losing streak, what happened, Evan?
The New York Jets won the AFC East.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah, Dan Grosso.
All right, let it go.
Dan, let it go.
This is good.
Dan, I've never met you.
It's a good thing.
You're my freaking hero.
That's right. He was the one who had it on Twitter, right?
Yeah, that's my guy. Dan Grosso tweeted this out this morning, and it was the first thing that made me smile in a month. That the last time the Mets had a 12-game losing streak, the New York Jets won the AFC East. Will I sign for that?
Yes, please.
But we'll get Tiki's response to the big Dexter Lawrence trade. We'll get your calls coming up at 888-